The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they did penance at the preaching of Jonas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, we are reminded about the conversion of the Ninevites, the ancient people in the Old Testament, to whom prophet Jonas preached penance. As Jonas was a sign to the Ninevites, so Christ was to the Jews. The miracle of Jonas in remaining so long inside the whale and afterwards coming forth alive gave such a great authority to his preaching that the Ninevites were converted from their sins. And Christ, by his resurrection, has given us such a demonstration that he is true God, that we are all called to do penance for our sins, for which he was crucified. Jews nor anyone else need not to worry about punishment for their sins if they are willing to do penance. I'll tell you today about the saint who is a model of penance, especially for children, since he was only 18 years old when he died. He is Saint Peter of Luxembourg, who lived in the 14th century France, and who is the patron of the city of Avignon. Saint Peter lost his very pious father when he was 3 years old, and also he lost his most virtuous mother a year afterwards. So he was raised by his aunt, who put him to a good school with most excellent and devout teachers. And even as a small child, Saint Peter was very fervent in prayer and practicing self-denial. Most of all, he loved humility and preferred to stay as quiet and unnoticeable as he could in an age when children usually want the whole world center around them. And when he was 10 years old, Saint Peter was sent to Paris, the capital of France, to study Latin philosophy and canon law. While studying there, he heard the terrible news that his elder brother was taken as a prisoner of war by the English. So Peter interrupted his studies and traveled by himself to England and offered himself up as a hostage so that his brother could go free until ransom money was paid to the English. Saint Peter spent the whole year as a prisoner in England until the English set him free and he returned to Paris to continue his studies. This elder brother of Peter, very attached to him for the sacrifice his brother had done, obtained for Peter a canonry, that is, a church office in a church in Paris. This ecclesiastical office was a new motive to Saint Peter, who was still only a teenager, to increase his fervor in prayer life. His devotion in the choir while singing the divine office, his charity towards all, his innocence, his perfect spirit of mortification, and his meekness, all these edified greatly the whole city of Paris. Finally, his reputation reached Avignon, a city in France where the Pope was living then, and the Pope appointed him as the bishop of the town of Metz. His great sanctity and prudence seemed to many a sufficient reason for dispensing with his lack of years. Peter himself was horrified. He didn't want to become a bishop. He was still practically only a child. But his reluctance could only be overcome by the knowing that if he refused to become a bishop, he would be disobedient to the Pope and thus offend God by refusing. So he accepted and made his public entry at Metz barefoot and riding on a donkey to imitate the humility of our divine Christ. Saint Peter would suffer no other celebration on this occasion of his installation as a bishop than the distribution of great alms among the poor. He then performed the visitation in his diocese, in which he everywhere corrected abuses and gave astonishing proofs of his zeal, activity, and prudence. But even as a bishop, a prince of the church, Saint Peter was great example of penance. On fast days, he took no other nutrition than bread and water, and he fasted in this way the whole Advent and on all Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays throughout the year. He went every day to confession and lamented the least imperfections he had with many tears. Soon after he had been nominated a bishop, he was also made a cardinal, and the Pope gave him the title of the Church of Saint George and called him to live in his court in Avignon. Peter continued all his former austerities in the midst of a court until the Pope commanded him to lessen them for the sake of his health, which seemed to be in a declining condition. And truly, 10 months after his promotion to the dignity of cardinal, Saint Peter was seized with a sharp fever which so much affected his health that his imperfect recovery was succeeded by a dangerously slow fever. Even his death was penitential. After receiving the last sacraments, he called his servants, and as they stood weeping round his bed, Peter begged their pardon for not having edified them by his example, as he should have done. He then made them all to promise to do for his sake one thing which he was now going to ask of them. Of course, to this everybody gladly promised. But they were much surprised when Saint Peter ordered them to take a whip which lay under his pillow and everyone to give him many lashes on his back in punishment for the faults he had committed in regard to them who were, as he said, his brethren in Christ and his masters. These loving servants, of course, were extremely unwilling to do this, but they had made a promise to this dying boy and obliged to comply with his request. And after this act of penance and humiliation, Saint Peter prayed with God for a short while, and then he died on the 2nd of July 1387, when he was only 18 years old. Dear children, Saint Peter of Luxembourg was a saint from the cradle, because he always strove to live only for God and his divine honor. Remember this great example during Lent, if you have tendency to moan or complain about some little things you need to give up for this short period of time, that saints always gave and give everything to God and are ready to abandon everything if they could please God even a tiny bit more in this short life of theirs. If one spark of that ardent love of God which inflamed the saints like Saint Peter in their action would catch also us, it would give us wings to our souls to fly to heaven. So we should devote ourselves every moment to God with our whole strength, with all the days in our lives. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.